With me today is Sheila Alder. She is our Woman of the Week this week. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Brett. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm so excited about having this opportunity to chit-chat with you because I've known you for a couple of years now, and I love your keep-going attitude, your nothing-stops-you spirit. It amazes me, and I'm inspired by you, and I wanted to capture that today. So Mal, how about telling us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to Women Moving Forward?
Well, I was attracted to the organization because I think it's important for us as women to celebrate each other and to help each other. There are many organizations out there that are wonderful, but I think women's organizations have something different to offer women. Women and men think differently and act differently, and that's terrific. But there are some things that women can do for other women better. And I think any organization that focuses on women is a good thing.
And where were you when, at the time of your life when you joined Women Moving Forward? What was it that...
Well, at that point, I had just taken my business full-time from part-time. I was re-examining where I was going with my career. I'd made a big decision. I wanted to meet other women along with the other organizations I belonged to, but just to spread my circle of acquaintances and friends, hopefully, mm-hmm. That I would meet through the organization. And to just expand my knowledge of who was out there and women in the community here.
Okay. And now on your profile at womenmovingforward.com, you talk about some of the adversities that you've had to face in your life. And I thought maybe it might be a good opportunity for us to just touch base a little on that and, you know, maybe inspire other women by the things that you've been able to accomplish, even with some of the adversities you've had to face. And I did get your permission to talk about this before. So can you tell us a little bit about what are some of the adversities, the things, that the challenges that you have on a daily basis, and then how do you, what's your attitude to keep going?
Well, I've had a lot of health problems ever since I was a child. I had surgery in my feet when I was young. I had to learn to walk at age 11. I had a lot of surgery in my teens and over the next dozen years after that. I had married very young. I didn't expect to be able to have children due to the surgery I'd had, and had a miracle happen, and I did have a son who's now going to be 33 this year and has a lovely wife and two children of his own. So that's a wonderful thing that came out of that.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I married very young. My husband became ill not that long after we were married and was sick for 8 years, and he died when I was 31 and my son was only 9.
Mm-hmm.
So those were difficult years. And between managing my own health problems and his health problems, they were some of the most difficult years of my life. And I truly feel if I survived some of that, there's nothing that can take me down. Because losing a spouse, especially to a long illness, is a very difficult thing for anyone to go through. And as women age, it's something more and more of us face. But it's more difficult, I believe, when you're young and you haven't had all those years behind you, or all the resources that you gather
right.
over your life.
Yeah.
Doing this when I was very young was no preparation at all. And you don't spend your 20s looking after a sick husband.
Mm-hmm.
This is not how the world is meant to be, although unfortunately it does happen, and I know other women who've walked similar paths. But I think that the support of friends at the time was so critical to me. Other women with other organizations I belong to, I'm a Beta Sigma Phi, the women were there for me. It is so important to, at any time of adversity, to reach out and allow people to help you.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to say, I need help. At whatever age we are, it's very difficult to admit you can't do it all. We want to be superwoman. We want to do everything, and sometimes we can't. We need help, and that's why I think organizations are important, so you can make more friends and acquaintances and know who to call on when things aren't perfect. And they rarely are perfect, but along the way they can get very bad. It's very, very difficult to say, I need help. It's even more difficult to sit back and accept it. And that is something I've had to learn, to accept help. Just yesterday, a woman that I'd met with for a meeting came out and brushed the snow off my van. I have physical disabilities. It makes it very, very difficult to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It still felt hard to sit there in the van and let someone else clean it off for me.
Mm.
So that kind of thing is something we all have to accept at times, that we need help with something. It could be a broken leg. It could be, as in my case, I have fibromyalgia, which is an ongoing chronic illness that means that there are things I can't do and will never be able to do. Other things I can do some days and not other days, depending on how I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very important for us to learn how to say thank you and just accept it and not feel guilty and not feel we've let ourselves down by needing or accepting help.
That's wonderful. Wonderful insight, because it's good to hear, especially from someone who lives it on a daily basis, and to know that when you are surrounded by people who are willing to help, or even if it's a total stranger that wants to help, it's okay to say, yeah, thank you. Thank you for your help. You've done something quite special with fibromyalgia. Can you tell us about that?
When I was diagnosed in 1995, I was sent to a seminar, and I was told to buy the red book and the blue book that were there, because at the time they were the only books available. And my doctor, a female doctor, was very enlightened, I thought. She said, go away and get educated, and when you're educated, come back, and we will decide on your therapy and treatment together. And I thought that was a wonderful thing. And by buying the two books and reading them and taking them to heart, it made a difference in my life. One of the things one of the books said was, join a support group. If there isn't one, start one. Mm-hmm. So I did. There was one in Orleans. I lived in Canada. It was hard in the winter to go across town when you're not feeling well, especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I started a group that would meet in the West End and continues to this day. It's one of, if not the longest running, purely support group for fibromyalgia in the country.
Do you have a website for that?
Yes, I do. It's fibromyalgia.ncf, like National Capital Fibromyalgia.ca. And it's also accessible through my website, womantowoman.ca.
Perfect.
And that's a number two between woman and woman.
Great.
One woman helping another woman, and that's what we do in the fibromyalgia support group. The website for fibromyalgia was honored by the American Rheumatology Association, which is very high praise for American doctors to single out a Canadian woman's website.
Yeah.
And it was chosen as number two in the world on fibromyalgia.
Congratulations.
And thank you. The criteria is important. It had to be user-friendly, easy to use, medically accurate. It had to be valuable to both patients and medical professionals. And to me, that's the highest praise they could give.
Can you give the website again?
It's fibromyalgia.ncf.ca.
So Nancy Charlie Frank?
Yes.
.ca. Perfect.
Or as I said, National Capital Fibromyalgia.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you. Well, we get it because we live in the National Capital, but some people will say, what's National Capital stand for? Well, it's actually the capital of Canada.
This is true.
So tell me a little bit about what advice you would give to women when they feel stuck and they want to move forward. You've been chosen as a woman of the week because you demonstrate that, you know, you do keep moving forward. And, you know, at times we do get stuck. So what are some of the words of advice that you would give to a woman who wants to move forward, who wants to be more of herself and live life to the fullest?
To believe in yourself. We're wonderful creatures. We can do more than we think we can. And when things are hard, and you make mistakes, and we all make mistakes, we're not perfect, forgive yourself and move on. Put it aside and keep going and do better next time. Because we are lucky enough to get another chance at things normally, keep going. And always, always believe in yourself that you can do it, because we are capable of wonderful things if we allow it.
Woohoo! You're speaking my language. I love it. Love it. Excellent. Thank you so much, Sheila. So for more information about Sheila and her Woman of the Week profile, you can visit it online at womenmovingforward.com. On the right-hand side menu, you will see Women of the Week. If you click on that profile that's on the homepage, read that profile, scroll down and then click View Other Profiles. You can find Sheila's there in the list of them that are available for reading. So thank you so much for your time. And if anybody would like to speak to you about either fibromyalgia, what you do at Woman to Woman Computing, about your experience, what you've shared in your profile, how can they get in touch with you, Sheila?
I'm available by phone at 613-721-2082 or by email at SCA, my initials, at womantowoman.ca. And if you go to the website, either one, the fibromyalgia or the Woman to Woman website, there are email links to me there as well.
Very good. Well, thank you so very much for your time and for sharing this with us. And I look forward to getting the opportunity of seeing you again soon.
Well, thank you very much. It would be a pleasure.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you for having me today.
You're quite welcome. We'll be right back.